Our political correspondent, Harry Farley, has been telling me more about the background to this row and why it's gone on for so long.
When Roman Abramovich sold Chelsea Football Club, he made £2.5 billion. But that was frozen. That money was frozen in the UK because of British sanctions on Russian business people and representatives around the world. And so that money is frozen. It is stuck. Roman Abramovich cannot access it himself. And he previously said he would be happy for that money to be used for all victims of the war. Now, that is something that the British government doesn't agree with. It wants that money to be used for humanitarian purposes for Ukrainian victims of the war, and they're concerned that Mr. Abramovich wants it to go to both sides, so meaning Russians could also benefit. That is the essence of the dispute. But because this money is technically still Mr. Abramovich's, even though he cannot access it, there has been this stalemate ever since 2022. And this is really the latest iteration of the government stepping up its pressure on Mr. Abramovich, showing signs of irritation. But of course, irritation in itself doesn't release that money.
Yeah, I mean, is there any indication that Roman Abramovich is actually going to give this money over to Ukraine?
Not at the moment, to be honest. I mean, the UK government is threatening legal action. The UK government is saying that Mr. Abramovich needs to honour that commitment that he made. They're saying that they'd be prepared to take this to court. And the next steps, as it were, is Mr. Abramovich has 90 days to respond, and after which the UK government could, at that point, take this to court. We haven't actually heard from Mr. Abramovich or his representatives today, so we don't know if there is any shift in his position. But at the moment, at least, this is just threats and, I suppose, a toughening of language from British ministers.